Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we complete the chapter on the prohibition of punishing a slave, punishing an animal or a woman or a child without any shari'i reason or beyond the limit of discipline. So these two ahadith that complete this section. An ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qal, ra'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himaran mawsum al-wajhi fa'ankara thalika faqal wallahi la أسمه إلا أقصى شيء من الوجه وأمر بحماره فكوي في جاعرتيه فهو أول من كوى الجاعرتين رواه مسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw a donkey whose face had been branded and he disapproved of it. So this donkey, the face has been branded. In other words, we'll explain just now that even an animal also shouldn't be branded on his face. Sometimes to mark an animal, they brand it. So it's got a specific marking on that animal. But this animal had been branded on its face. Now when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it, immediately he disapproved of it. And that shows that the level of regard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, even for animals. Now this is what you call rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to all of the worlds. Even the animal kingdom, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be concerned. The rights of the animals shouldn't be violated, and these animals also shouldn't be oppressed in any way. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he seen this branded animal branded on its face, this donkey, immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproved of it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, by Allah, I do not brand except on a spot that is furthest away from its face. If you think that which is the furthest part away from the face of the animal. So he's narrating this hadith and now he's giving his personal encounter. He's saying, by Allah, I do not brand except on a spot that is furthest away from its face, and then ordered that his donkey be branded on its hips. On its hips. He was the first to brand on the hips. Who? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Now look at this. Now he heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately amal is being made on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is what you call true love for sunnah. That when you hear something, when you hear a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the desire in the heart is there that I want to practice upon it. Not justify that nobody is branding on the hips. This is something new. How can we do this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't brand on the face. I will do something that will be furthest away from what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproved. In other words, I want to be at the furthest point from disapproval of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we think in our lives, how many things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproves of, but yet we are continuing with it. And in society in general, these actions are done as though there is nothing there. But Sahaba, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproved of something, then they would stay the furthest of it. One example is coming to mind. Photography, for example. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many ahadith warning people. For example, إِنَّا شَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُسَوِّرُونَ, that the people that will be given the worst of punishment on the day of Qiyamah are those that take photos, those that are involved in photography, etc. So now let's ask ourselves, that do we stay away the furthest that we can from the disapproval of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Often you find that we'll try and justify it and make a reason and excuse. So look at the spirit of Sahaba. This is one thing we have to admire, the spirit of Sahaba. That he heard something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he could have branded any other spot on that animal. He could have done the back, he could have done the sides, but he chose the furthest part because I want to be the furthest away from the disapproval of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last hadith, an ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marra alayhi himarun qad wusima fi wajhihi, faqal, la'ana Allahu alladhi wasamahu, rawahu Muslim. وفي رواية لمسلم أيضا نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الضرب في الوجه وعن الوسم في الوجه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that a donkey had been branded on its face and had passed رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may Allah curse the one who branded it. May Allah curse the one who branded it. Imagine how serious this is. Another narration has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited striking the face and branding the face. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited striking the face and branding the face. Striking an animal on the face is prohibited. striking a human being on the face is prohibited to a far greater extent for the following reason. The face is the most honorable portion of a human being. It is a point of beauty, it is delicate, and retains marks of an assault, and striking it may result in permanent injury to the eye or to the hearing, etc. So therefore a person is not allowed to strike on the face. Sometimes people in the ustads or the apas, etc., or sometimes parents also, in the fit of anger, they give the child one smack. You should remember that striking on the face is not permissible. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed a person who had branded an animal on his face. May Allah ta'ala curse the one who branded it. And in the second narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited striking the face and branding the face. So now this is for an animal. Can you imagine for a human being to what a greater extent we should keep this in mind? Damat Barakatum says that Hazrat Mawla Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi told him that if ever you have to hit the students, then hit them on their lap. Hit them on their lap. Don't strike them on their face or on their bodies. These great people, they didn't like that students should be hit, should be hurt in any way. He says, if you have to just discipline, then discipline on the lap. But this wasn't something that they liked also. But at times, discipline is necessary, as we explained. But a person doesn't go beyond the bounds of discipline to such an extent that a person now is causing physical harm to somebody else. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to make amal. The West have taken it to another extreme, that any type of discipline now becomes abuse. And now the children call child line and other emergency reporting lines, so the parents can't even discipline the children. That is another extreme. In Islam, there is a perfect balance. Where there's a need to discipline, discipline is there. That is why it is a saying, a famous English saying, that spare the rod and spoil the child. Spare the rod and spoil the child. At times it is necessary to discipline, but it must be within reason, not extreme. And a person should always check his intention. And am I doing it out of anger? If I'm doing it out of anger, then there's a very great chance that I'm exceeding the bounds. Am I doing it purely for discipline? I check my niyat. I'm purely disciplining the child for the sake of just discipline. Then there's no harm. The animal and the same thing, purely for discipline, etc., then there's no harm. But when there's personal feelings that the person is trying to vent out, his anger he wants to vent out, and at that time now he's hitting to vent that anger, then there's a great chance that now what he's doing is zulam, is oppression. He should be very, very careful. It's very foolish that if he vents out his anger in this world and he's getting the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather a person controls his anger, his emotions, and get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.